Hello, everybody. I am the Recordo voice.
Now, what can I say? I am the voice of a million men.
And hello, my name is David Eagle, and this is David's Daily Digital Dollop. The little clip at the start of today's dollop was taken from... Oh, I do apologise. I've suddenly realised I meant to book a table in an Indian restaurant tonight, and I haven't done it yet. And if I don't do it now, I'll forget. So you don't mind, do you? I'll try. I'll throw in a few jokes. I'll play the good morning game. It's 5 o'clock.
Good evening.
Oh, good morning. Oh, hang on. The phone, sorry about that, the phone just went a little bit funny there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can we book a table, please, for tonight? Okay, I've just looked at the... we're already in the afternoon, actually, aren't we? Sorry. Can I book a table for tonight at 7 o'clock, please? Is that possible?
7 o'clock, sure, why not? May I take your name, please?
You can. It's David or Eagle. Eagle's a second name.
How many people are you booking
it for? For 4 people, please.
Right, that's all booked in for you. We'll see you tonight then. All
excellent.
Right.
All right, thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Well, there you go. I managed to make a little bit entertaining. When I said my name was David Eagle, I was going to say you may have heard me from Springwatch. But I just thought, oh, God, I've got to see this tonight. I think he was already a bit... Because what happens when I ring on the phone, I had it on hands-free, so it's on the coming through the loudspeaker, and then as soon as he answers it, it goes in back into hands-in. I've no idea why. So then I just did the whole good morning thing, and I think he said hello the first time, but he couldn't hear that very well. Then I managed to get it on the speaker and sorry about that. I had to say good morning again. And then I tried to cover it. Then I felt really awkward about it. I don't understand how these people, like Dom Jolly or whoever it is, you know, the people who do like pranks. I don't understand how they do it. Because I would just constantly be feeling massively awkward. I would just admit straight away that it was a prank. I really don't think I've got what it takes. I've got the gumption. Well, there's no mistake in that. I've got the gumption. I just don't have the emotional stamina to be able to ride that cringiness. Anyway, I know what you're thinking. You go, oh, David, as good as that call was, we could barely concentrate on it, that prank call. And we have to go back and listen to it because, you know, we can't appreciate all of the various nuances, the things that you said, the things that you did, you know, good morning. And then when you said, oh, it's not the morning, is it? It's the afternoon. You know, you just took it to a new level. Oh, I can't believe it's that time already. I want to book a table for tonight. Oh, we're nearly at the night. You know, all of that, you know, fantastic stuff. But we couldn't concentrate on that because we were too busy wondering what the heck was going on at the start. So that clip at the start of today's dollop was taken from BBC Radio 4's excellent programme, Archive on 4. It explores all sorts of different subjects, events, often utilising the BBC's archive or other archives, and it's just brilliant. The subjects covered. I mean, looking down the list, some of the programme titles. So the most recent one, I think, is called A Guide to the Modern Snob. Working Class Heroes and Poverty Porn. Optimism, Our Enemy. The Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, Anarchy Must Be Organised. A Brief History of Disobedience, From the Self to the Selfie. Who's Your Father, Referee? Some brilliant titles. They're just compelling within themselves. Well, there's one called Learn Yourself, Scouse. All sorts of stuff. But the clip that I've just played at the start of today's dollop is taken from one of the Archive on 4 programmes called Don't Write, Make a Recording Instead. And it's about the time, I suppose in the 30s, when shops and amusement areas would have recording booths inside them. And you'd put a shilling in or whatever, and you could record your voice for 2 or 3 minutes. And then it would press a record. You would then be able to send that record to someone so you could leave a letter or a message or just have a recording for yourself. And for many people, this is the first time they'd heard their own voices. Here's a little bit more of this programme and the passion in the voice of Alan Dean, who's presenting this. What a brilliant broadcaster. Got his own collection of found recordings, old records, old tapes. Here's the introduction to the programme anyway. God, the rain's increasing.
Any old time, make yourself at home.
Listen to those voices. Hear the sounds of our past as they scratch, crackle and pop back to life. Private recordings locked away deep within the coarse grooves of a 78 RPM record.
We've been trying awful hard to make the baby talk the other side of the record and the...
Tweak the volume.
Come, come, What is this? What's going on here?
Cup your ear to the speaker.
Come on, say something. Tickle, 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 tickle.
This is the hiss of history.
Hello, Mum. Well, I'm going to try and make another blooming effort at this go. Well, this is Ken speaking. Well, I'm afraid I'm just getting to the end of my 48 hours leave, which I've spent here in Cairo.
Release from decades of slumber, unleashing stories once locked away between every breath, every sing-song, or every murmur.
I'll meet again, don't know when, don't know when.
Oh, we'll meet again sometime today.
I think what's fascinating, in a way, is the accidental nature of how these recordings are found. I mean, in the future, people will be able to log on to YouTube, presumably. I mean, I was thinking about when people are researching their family trees, and they have such scant information, maybe often just a name, and maybe some parish records, little bits of information about what children they had, and that kind of thing. Whereas nowadays, we have so much more of ourselves on exhibition. And bloody hell, it's really pelting it down with rain. I'm trying to be profound here. It's difficult when you're running in the rain. Oh, the smoking bush! This is meant to be profound. Well, I listen to Radio 4 programmes. I think it's all very well and good, you know, they're all very well and good and interesting, but what they really need is a presenter to be presenting it while he's escaping a torrential rain. Bloody hell. Oh. Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's horrible.
It's crazy, isn't it? Oh. Are the cats in? Or are they getting drenched? Well, I'm completely wet now. Oh, it's another one for the people masturbating. Little soundbite there. You can put them all together if you want. You've got me talking about soaking bushes and... Oh. So I think it's the accidental nature of this that fascinates me. In the future, our families will have such a wealth of information to go on. And they'll just, you know, they'll be able to see their grandfather and their great-grandfather. If all those YouTube clips survive, when people's Facebook accounts still survive, and surely they will. I mean, surely someone will archive them. In the future, there'll be all of those Facebook profiles, status updates. What's scary as well is that my friend's sister, when she gave birth, within, like, a few minutes of the baby coming out, there were pictures and there was a video. Videos on the of the birth... of the not the birth... of the birth... People are like, oh, yes. Never mind, David's doing a digital dollop. We're going to see the videos of the birth. Oh, that's my type of thing. I've already masturbated once today, but that... that'll get me going again. You know, so that child had pictures of it when it was less than an hour old. And then after that, there were subsequent videos and photos of it. And now it's like 6 year old. And it's, you know, there's like a few videos still being uploaded to Facebook, obviously. And then eventually, the child will grow up. It'll get its own Facebook profile. So you'll see all of its angst-ridden teenage status updates and stuff. And the various videos and photos that they put on. And then eventually, you'll get through to when they first do their first job. And it'll just continue. And then they'll have a family. And eventually, you know, they'll get old and they'll die. And all of that will be on Facebook. People in the future will be able to see their ancestors, their great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers, and as well, all the deliberate things that we put on the internet now, like, we're all broadcasters. I mean, like, I'm doing these dollops. My great-grandchildren might be listening to this, or even further into the future, my great-great-grandchildren never met me, yet they listen to David's Daily Digital Dollop thinking, bloody hell, did people actually listen to this, And they'll be going at school the next day and they'll be going, my great-great-grandfather was an amazing man. And they'll be like, oh, right, what did you do? I was listening to a podcast that he did. And it was so good. He was so clever. I'm so proud to come from such a noble line. He did this brilliant thing where he rang up an Indian restaurant and he did the most amazing prank phone call. There's a clip here that I'm going to play you now. The final clip of this programme that I'm going to play you. But I would urge you to listen to it. Archive on 4. Don't write. Make a recording instead. Here's another little clip from it.
Hello, Richard. This is Grandma Wynne talking to you. I'm standing in Harrods in front of a most extraordinary machine. And everything that I'm saying to you is coming out onto a record, and you must ask Daddy to put it on your gramophone. Then you'll hear me.
Some discs may get thrown out. Others are deposited in libraries or museums. tucked away in collections of correspondence or memorabilia. My research at the sound archives of the Imperial War Museum led me to a recording labelled Commander Stevens of the HMS Cyclops, date 1935. But it's not him on the disc, it's a woman's voice. Who was she?
But I can't think that my voice is so horrible as it sounds on the record, but you must let me know. I hope you like the clock I sent you for Christmas. You said you wanted one, didn't you? You remember that day when we went for that walk at Hazelmere, when it was pelting with rain? You said you wanted a little clock. I hope that you and Nanny and Priscilla are going to have the most glorious Christmas with heaps of toys.
I journey across the tracks of time to a Somerset village, to a house built in the 16th century. There sits Cilla Madden, the daughter of Commander Stevens, eager to hear her past.
That's it.
Fascinating. It's clear as a bell. It's very odd hearing myself referred to as Priscilla in those days. I always was, of course. And when I was naughty, I was Priscilla Mary. That was when I used to vanish. I remember my father, a long time ago, telling me about these recordings being made. But I was never shown them, and it was just something that I had forgotten about till they were discovered after my brother's death.
This is Winnie calling ever so loudly to tell you how much I'm thinking of you all and wishing you a happy United New Year.
The speaker. Who is she?
The speaker was my paternal grandmother, Annie Winifred Stevens, born in Newcastle in 1874, and she died in 1946.
So that woman was listening to her grandmother. Probably never thought she would hear her voice again, her grandmother's voice again. And there it was, on a recording, not that she had, but a recording that someone else found, who just so happened to be a radio presenter, and then managed, using the clues presumably, the things that were written on the record sleeve, managed to track her down. And that recording made in the 1930s, 1934. A recording made over 80 years ago. And there'll be so many of these recordings out there, just waiting to be listened to. You know, they'll be like kicking around on old second-hand shops, you know, just like buy a load of cassettes or something and you'll find a clip of someone talking or something like that. And that brings me on to tomorrow's dollop, because we're going to launch a bit of an investigation of our own into a recording that I have. I don't know the people involved in the recording. I have scant information about them. But we will use that scant information to try and piece together who they might be. And maybe we can go on our own little search. I'll explain where the recording comes from and the story behind it. I'll play the recording and maybe see if we can use the audience that I have, which is, yes, I understand, only a few hundred. And I think it'd be fascinating to see if we could find the people involved in this recording. I'm not going to tell you anything more about it, but I hope that you'll find it fascinating. I hope that you, like me, find this concept fascinating, of just stumbling across voices. Stumbling across voices from the past, by accident, on an old tape or an old record that comes into your possession. And you hear that voice and you're transported into a world. Instantly, when I hear those recordings, I'm filled with such emotion. Because firstly, I'm thinking of the mortality of the people. The fact that these were people so full of life and joy often. You know, laughing and singing. There are so few of those recordings around of ordinary people. The radio wasn't representing ordinary people, or wasn't presenting ordinary people, I should say. So there was nowhere to hear these voices. Now we just take it for granted, but at the time. So that's what gets me. I shouldn't be hearing this. I think that's the other thing. I shouldn't be hearing this. This wasn't meant for my ears. This was a private thing. Yet, I'm in that world. So thank you very much for listening. We've had the drama of the rain escape. We've had the poignance and the profundity of these voices from the past. And we've had the hilarity of that prank as well. So we've had it all on today's David's Daily Digital Dollop. Thank you very much for listening. And we'll be back tomorrow, where we launch an investigation.